This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People in Power Purpose Podcast. How are you guys doing? I hope you're doing well during this COVID, during this time of rest and getting the opportunity to sit down and relax, self-reflect, get yourself together, be prepared for what is the next move of God, and being receptive and willing and repentive in the posture of repentance, staying there and understanding. That being said, I had a conversation with one of my brothers, and we were talking about basically what, you know, the peace that we feel currently right now. And it brought me back to a particular time when I was asked at probably the last minute, you know, to put something together and write a quick, you know, take this scripture, you know, and if you're in the ministry or if you've done any type of impromptu or anything, you know that the scripture says, you know, always be, you know, be ye ready, always be ready. And I was given a scripture to elaborate on, and I had a short window to do it, not some days, but a day, maybe not even 24 hours. But I said, okay, God, I'm gonna deal with this. So I did it. And the scripture was Matthew 27:46. And it talks about how it says, and I'll basically break it down to you. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, Eli, saying, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani. Of course, I know I messed that up, and I probably will never, ever, 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 ever probably get that right ever again. But I got it right on that night. This is to say, my God, why has thou forsaken me? Some people may ask, why did Jesus ask our Savior cry out and ask God, why have you forsaken me? In this passage, the word that stuck out to me the most was forsaken. In the Webster's Dictionary, you know how I love Webster's Dictionary as far as meanings and understanding. In the Webster's Dictionary, it means abandon, desert, leave, quit, depart from, leave behind, leave high and dry, turn one's back on, cast aside, give up, reject, disowned, left stranded, cast off, cast aside, to betray, and so on. So many of these things at one time in our lives have felt forsaken. I know we felt probably forsaken, rejected, and stuck in a God-forsaken place where there is no way out. And as we see in this passage, Jesus felt that same exact way. Yes, Jesus felt alone and separated from God. However, God will never leave you, nor will he ever forsake you and separate himself from Jesus or us. God has separated himself from sin. That is it. This is the reason why Jesus went to the cross to deliver us from our sins. For it says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And in it, because of this, as it says in Isaiah 53:5, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Forsaken? No, we are blood bought, and that price is priceless. Matthew 27:46 was not just prophecy, it was prophecy being fulfilled. For it says in Psalms 21:1, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me from the words of my roaring? Jesus, in his dying hour, quoted prophecy, expressed faith in it, and fulfilled it. Let me say that one more time. Jesus, in his dying hour, quoted prophecy, expressed faith in it, and fulfilled it. That's a bad brother. That's all I'm gonna say. So when you feel that God has forsaken you, remember, you may be down, but you are not out. You may be alone, but you are not by yourself. You may be weak, but thank you, God, he is strong. The question is not why. It is why not. This is Omani Harrell, P-E-P Pep. I know this is a short one, but I wanted to give y'all an expression of what is really going on out here. God has not forsaken us. God has not left us. God has not forsaken us. He is still here. He is still in the midst, and he is still healing, and he is still loving on us. Stay strong, stay motivated, stay empowered. Omani Harrell, P-E-P Pep, people empower purpose. Y'all have a great and outstanding day.